time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Get Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEP. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hotspot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, welcome back. We're getting set to go to the second half of today's College Hoops doubleheader here on Get Radio as the Benedictine Ravens. Guys' turn here as they are going to be pitted against the William Penn Statesmen. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's the guy producing and engineering, is all back at the Get Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts here bringing you the ball game, and let's see what we can do here. Having a little tech issue or three, but I think that we're going to get this figured out. A little look at the starters for the ball game here this evening. First of all, for William Penn. Penn is going to be starting. They're going to have Ja'Cory Williams out there. Ja'Cory is a 6'2" junior out of Little Rock, Arkansas. It'll be Roy Jones, and that's Roy the third. Roy Jones is a 5'10" senior from Pensacola, Florida, out of Texas, Rio Grande. You're going to have Justin Bradley. Justin from Okinawa, Japan. He is 6'5" and a junior. You've got Manny Hammonds. And Manny is a 6'3" sophomore right up the road at Des Moines, Iowa. And rounding it out is going to be Laquan Washington. Laquan out of Chicago, Illinois, South Suburban Community College. He is a 6'4" junior. For the Benedictine Ravens, and BC head coach Ryan Moody, Benedictine is going to have they're going to have the same guys that we've kind of got used to seeing here a little bit for them as the season has rolled on, and BC with a good win over in Marshall, Missouri the other night. Ravens are going to go to that same starting lineup as we saw over there. And we're going to see Preston Reynolds, a 6'5" junior from Leawood, Kansas. You'll find Jack Vanderbooty, a 6'4" from Knoxville, Virginia. He's a sophomore. Bryson LaRouza, junior from Lee Summit, Missouri at 6'2". You're going to get 6'1" freshman Declan Sullivan from South Bend, Indiana, and out of Hastings, Nebraska, 6'9" senior Hagen Hilgendorf. So those are the starters for the game. And while we're waiting for this one to get underway, let's just take a quick gander at how things have gone on the women's side in games this afternoon, okay? First of all, we mentioned earlier, first couple of games, Park wins in Dubuque, Iowa over Clark, 85-82. Mount Mercy defeats Peru State by 11, 70-59. The rest of the games now almost all finals. You got Mid-America defeating Culver Stockton, 66-52 in Canton. Grandview over Missouri Valley, 66-60. Of course, we just had that Benedictine game, 81-49, the Ravens over Penn. And with 5 seconds left, Graceland trails Baker, 73-62. So the Baker Lady Wildcats are going to pick up what I think for them is going to be a, you know, pretty significant kind of a win. So congrats to them for that. Now, as we go to the games this afternoon on the guys' side, we have a couple they should be done. Let's give those a quick look here. We're waiting for the guys' game, the Benedictine men's game, to get underway here just pretty shortly. We have got, let's get back here to today. First two games, it was Park winning in the guys' game over Clark, 80-62. So a sweep by the Pirates today. Peru State defeats Mount Mercy, 73-59. And again, the other games around the conference, it's going to be Mid-America at Culver Stockton, Missouri Valley at Grandview, Baker is in Lamoni at Graceland. And then, of course, you've got this game we're about ready to have for you here today, Benedictine on the road at William Penn. So those are the ones going on around the conference right now. On the ladies' side, let's just look at how, with the games that are in the book, how the conference is shaping up. And with only a couple of games left, we're getting a little better look at how this is coming together. Again, Mid-America continues to be the perfect team, undefeated. But then the logjam, Benedictine, has moved into second spot at 17-4. And Grandview at 17-4. So those two teams are neck and neck. Benedictine with the tiebreaker, of course, as you got that Lady Raven win just about a week or so ago up in Des Moines. Missouri Valley right behind them by one game. And then it drops off to Park and Mount Mercy. So the battle continues for that second place. There are three teams within one game of second place. So that is going to be hotly contested, and it's going to be really interesting. It's going to be really fun to watch that come down to the wire. All right, as we love them to do, the lights go down. I always complain about this, and so probably should just leave it lay, but the lights going off in these gymnasiums as the introductions are made almost just strikes me as frightening. So I don't know. Not sure I'm a fan. I'm a fan of how Benedictine played in the last game with William Penn up in the Nolan Gymnasium, again, back on the 2nd of January. It was a thrilling victory for the Benedictine guys. Raven men winning in the first contest of the season, 71-68. And for Benedictine on that afternoon, big scoring day for Bryson LaRue. When isn't it, right? 19 points for Bryson. Jack Vanderwoody, 16-11. For Hagen Hilgendorf on 5 of 6 shooting the ball. So Benedictine winning that one in thrilling fashion. For Penn, three guys in double figures. You had Malik Oates and Roy Jones and Jameer Reed, all with big scores, big numbers in that first game. Here at Penn, even though the crowd is mostly at home, not very many people in the gym this afternoon, they've got, like we see a lot, but Benedictine does this to an extent, but maybe not quite like they do here at Penn, with the place going completely pitch black, and then, I don't know, a lot of the colleges around the country, they have this kind of a light show with the laser lights and the spotlights and the LEDs of different colors flashing around, so it's something of a spectacle, and I'm sure that maybe the fans and some of the players, some of those folks have a good time getting that little extra pizzazz as they get out there on the floor. But the proof being in the pudding, we come into the game here this afternoon, Benedictine and William Penn. Penn, for a long time was the standard bearer of this conference, but today they come into the game at 6-14. They are in the conference 8-14, 9-15. 8-14 and 9-15 on the season. Benedictine comes into the ballgame today. They are 9-16 overall, so almost identical records. And in the conference, Benedictine leads them by a couple of games. They are 8-13. So there you have William Penn and Benedictine. 6-14, 8-13. Ravens with a little bit of an advantage. For BC, next week's trip down to Baker, that's going to be a tough one. Baker so good, leading the conference, and running it out with a good Grandview team who's also an above 500 team. But right now, we're set to go with the guys' game. Hope you enjoyed it. The Ravens and the Saints, when the ball goes up, Hagan slaps it into the backcourt, and we're underway. Benedictine in the road uniforms, black with red and white. Penn in the home white with black and gold. Out on top, Jack for three, rims off, no good. Penn rebounds it down. Here come the Statesmen. Penn will lob it over to the right side in the two-handed jam to start the ball game. Penn breaks out on top 2-0 in the opening moments here today. So the bucket by Ja'Cory Williams. And Benedictine finds themselves trailing 2-0. We're less than a minute in, backing in. Preston changes hands, puts a shot up off the window, and it's no good, but he got fouled. First foul of the ball game is going to be on Laquan Washington. So Washington picking up foul number one. Benedictine is going to be coming to the free throw line. Step it up there. It will be Preston Reynolds. Long look, free throw. It is up, and it is good. So Preston gets Benedictine on the board with their first point of the game. One more shot coming up, looking for the tie, and it rims off no good. Again, out there for a pin, Ja'Cory Williams, Roy Jones the third. You've got Justin Bradley on the floor with Manny Hammonds and Laquan Washington. The ball is quickly spun over to the left side with a long three buried from the left side. Three-point shot, Roy Jones. 5-1, Penn in front. Benedictine will walk it back up the floor. BC will have it over to the left side, dribbling it off on top. Going to be Bryson. He'll dump it over to Deglin. Sullivan looks to the edge, brings it out on top. Hagan. Ravens will look to the middle, go to the right side, stepping inside, no room, back on top, Bryson, three short, long rebound, is going to get away, go out of bounds into the Penn bench, and it will be Statesman basketball, 5-1 Penn, minute and a half in. Ravens under 12th season head coach Ryan Moody, and William Penn, 24th season head coach John Henry. Here comes Penn back down the floor. We're going to basketball in front of the Benedictine bench. 18-10 to go and rolling along here in the early moments of the first half. So start to the baseline, back it away, bring it off on top, little one-handed push pass. Now pulling up, 17-footer, right side is no good. Hilgendorf coming down with a rebound. Here comes LaRue. Bryson loses the handle, able to pick it up off the dribble, gets it out on top to Deglin. Sullivan with the basketball. Ravens looking to get their first field goal of the afternoon. Little give and go underneath. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be saved by Bryson, who drives all the way around, puts it up, but an offensive foul, LaRue. So Bryson will pick up his first personal foul. And Penn will bring it back the other way. Seventeen-and-a-half to play in the first half. Still 5-1. The drive across the lane. The ball gets away, and then picked back up. The tip-up missed. Rebound, Hilgendorf. So a big break for the Ravens as Penn had just a point-blank layup and somehow were unable to capitalize on the opportunity. Here's Hilgendorf for three. Here it is, the big guy knocking it down from outside. Hagen Hilgendorf gets Benedict on the board with his first field goal, and he makes it a one-point game 3 minutes in. It's 5-4, William Penn. Penn will take it again back over to the left. Here's a fadeaway long two. It's up and good. Two-pointer, Laquan Washington, his first points. It is 7-4. I'll tell you what these two teams do, and I don't know if it's what Benedictine likes to do or if it's maybe some of what Penn kind of lures you into doing, but the Ravens are going fast, really fast. Here's a feed underneath, and the layup is up and good for Preston. Reynolds' third point of the afternoon. It is 7-6. Benedictine down by one at 16.5 to go in the opening half. Ravens will stay with their player defense. Here's a drive to the right side. The shot is up and missing. Tipped up, missing. Pull back down. Tipped up, missing. And Penn pulls it back down. Tipped up, missing. Rebound, Hilgendorf. You can't get more shots than that and not have it go in. And nice move into the lane. And the bucket on the other end is going to be up and good for Preston Reynolds. Preston, as he hits the shot, he gets up and kind of limps his way to the other end of the floor as one of the William Penn guys that kind of slipped and fallen on him. And we're going to get a statesman timeout as the Ravens have taken their first lead of the game. Timeout of the court, 16:01 to go in the opening half. It's Benedictine, 8, Penn, 7.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Benedictine basketball here on Care Radio. Coming out of the timeout, Penn is going to be putting it in play. Ravens in front at 8-7. Welcome. 15:50 to go. Here's a three-pointer straight away from the top. Off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped around. Hilgendorf with another board. He'll sweep it down, hand it over to Deglin. Sullivan up the floor, the freshman out of South Bend. Benedictine widening it out. Top side Jack, right side Deglin. Three-pointer. Jack Vanderwoody. And Jack buries his first three of the game, and the Ravens stretch their lead now to 11-7. 15:20 to go. Benedictine up four. After the early Penn lead, the Ravens have battled back, and now Penn will lose the ball. It's on the floor. It's going to be covered up down on the hardwood by William Penn, and Ja'Cory Williams kind of wraps his arms around it. Ravens are going to reach in and tie that thing up. Penn is going to make a substitution. They will go to the bench, and into the game is going to come Marcellus Bryant, a 5'10" sophomore from Inglewood, California, out of UTU Prep, and I have no idea what that is. Three-point shot up, no. Offensive board, kick back out on top. You're going to have Isaac Holbrecht out there also. He's from Carl Junction, Missouri. Came out of Arkansas, Fort Smith. He's a junior at 6'1". And now on the other end of the floor, little jump shot is going to be up and good. Penn with the bucket by Laquan Washington. Cuts the Raven lead to two. It is 11-9 Benedictine. Another ball is going to be knocked away out of bounds. And the Ravens, we're going to get our under five timeout. And Benedictine is going to bring Ezra Vigatha into the game. We're going to take a break. Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions. We'll talk about them when we return. Media timeout at 14:42 to go in the opening half. It is Benedictine 11, William Penn 9.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back. Just texted with some of the ADs around. We're getting Free Care Radio broadcast schedule lined out for next week because some of the games have been altered and the times and stuff. So, and the days, in fact, and stuff. So we're working on all of that. Stay tuned as we keep you apprised of what is going to go on. Right now, our regularly scheduled Tuesday game, which was going to be Horton at JCN, is not being played Tuesday. They are moving it to Monday. So we're going to see if that works into the schedule and then see how if anything opens up on Tuesday. And the Phoenix are so far still playing on their regular date. So we'll see what they're going to do. That said, we're back to action. Raven basketball in Iowa. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by two. Stepping to the right side, Bryson. Three-pointer, nope. Rebound, Penn. Here they come. Racing down the left side, going to the rack. The shot is up and missing. Rebound, Benedictine. Ravens are going to outlet. Chandler-Woody will go all the way to the baseline, back in. Looks to go to the middle, nothing there. Puts it back out on top. Takes it to... Who we got there? Is that not Bryson out there? Back in, Gino Corridori is in the game. Comes out on top. Vander Woody and the Ravens are going to be called for a turnover. So Benedictine is going to turn it over. A turnover by Gino. All right. Harrison Kissling comes in. So you got Ezra Vigotha, Preston Reynolds, Harrison Kissling, Jack Vander Woody, and Gino Corridori. Bryson will check out for a moment. Pin with the basketball, goes long two, hits the long two. Quickly as that, Laquan Washington gets two more, and he has six of Penn's 11 points. We are even again at 11. 13:20 to go. First half of this men's college basketball game. Heart of America Athletic Conference in the NAIA. Pass into the middle is going to be batted away, slapped out of bounds. Touched last by Uriah Evans. Uriah, the guy out there, 6'7", out of Brooklyn, New York, went to Gaston Community College. Ravens will drive in. Here's Ezra, goes into the lane, changes hands. No, tipped up, no, tipped up, yes. Gino, a couple of follow shots, able to hit the second one, and he's on the board for the first time this afternoon. 13-11 Ravens, 13 minutes to go, opening half. Pin with the basketball over to the left side. It's going to be Evans falling away. Shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down. Jack, here comes Benedictine. Up the right side quickly will be Reynolds. Preston crosses over to the left wing. Dumps it across. Here's a long three. Jack, yes! Vander Woody for three. His second three of the game. It is 16-11 Benedictine. 12 and a half to go first half. Pin will take it over to Marcellus Bryant. Baseline right. Falling away shot. No, but a Benedictine foul and not sure probably on Ezra. Let's see as they come over and let us know. Yep, foul is going to be by Ezra Vigotha. It will be his first. It'll be team foul two. And Penn coming to the free throw line. First one, it's up and in. Laquan Washington hits the first free throw. He's got one more coming up. Going to get a couple of other substitutions in and out before the second free throw. Laquan hits them both. It is 16-13 Benedictine. Down to 12 and a half to go in the first half. Such a tough place to play. Benedictine has brought Drew Purdy into the game to Harrison. Feeds underneath. Gino head fakes, reverses, and crosses over and just does get the roll. That was closer than it probably should have been. It's 18-13 Benedictine. And now before a shot gets waved off, we're going to have a Raven foul called. The foul for Benedictine is going to be on Jack. It will be his first, Benedictine's third, one each on Vigotha, Vander Woody, and LaRue. The pass inbounds, slapped away by Benedictine. Harrison got a hand on that as he dove laterally toward the baseline. Penn looking to bring it back in. Ravens up five. Penn will go into the lane. Here's a 10-foot falling away shot. Doesn't get much easier than that. Is you cut into the middle and just kind of fall back and let it drop in. That's the first bucket of the game for Manny Hammonds. 18-15 Benedictine. Ravens back up the floor, leading it by three. Big battle inside as Ezra is banging around and pushing and having quite the fight. Now they'll get it to Ezra. He'll back in, drop a shoulder, back in and bump, backs in, bumps and turns and shoots and misses it and tips it back up and in by Goffa. Or no, make a Corridori. Corridori with a bucket. Feed right side and a collision and we will have another foul. We're at 11:19 to play. The foul is going to be on Gino. He will be the fourth Benedictine player to pick up a first personal foul. 14 fouls for the Ravens. Only two by William Penn. Declan Sullivan and Bryson LaRue are back in, taking out Vigoffa and Vanderwood. Penn will bring it in. A drive down the lane. The kick to the right, the layup, missed. Rebound, saved by Penn. They'll skip it into the lane. This follow shot, that one is going to be up and good. So the follow by Justin Bradley. And for Justin, his first bucket, Benedictine's lead is trimmed to one. It's 18-17. 10:50 to go in the first half. Corridori to LaRue to the baseline for three. No, rebound, Penn. Drew Purdy's launched one from deep in the baseline corner right. Couldn't get it to fall. And now the pass underneath. Drew Purdy gets up, blocks the dunk. And the Ravens are going to come up court with the basketball. That was a superb defensive play by Drew. 10.5 to go in the opening half. Benedictine leading it by three at 20-17. The feed to the left corner. In the middle it goes to Corridori. Gino on the floor once. Trying to back in. Drops his shoulder. Little hook shot. No. And Portiga back down. Penn races up the floor. Long pass over to the right side. Now a step into the lane and the driving layup is going to be missed again. Penn missing easy shots. Raymond's taking advantage of those opportunities. Here comes Benedictine. Kissling for two. Harrison getting his first bucket of the game. And it's 22-17 Ravens. 9:50 to go. First half. Penn will back away with Roy Jones. Looking for the screen. Gets away from Kissling. Goes right. Shoots three. Off the mark. No. Rebound. Bryson. Benedictine taking it the other way. Ravens with a 5-point lead. 9.5 to go in the opening half. Corridori way upstairs. Heels near the center circle. Kicks it over to Purdy. Back again to Gino. They like apparently this Gino matchup. They work it in the middle. Now to Bryson. His three. No. Penn is going to rebound it down and take it quickly the other way at 9:20 to go in the first half. 17-footer off the mark. Rebound Drew. Ravens are going to run again the other way. Up it comes. Taking it to the left side. Driving shot. Yes! The bucket good by Benedictine. And we're going to get a Penn timeout. Taking a break with them at 9:04 to go in the opening half. It's now Benedictine 24, William Penn 17.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, as we return to Raven basketball, it has been for William Penn, Laquan Washington. No other Penn player has more than one score. Roy Jones hit a three-point shot. Ja'Cory Williams has a two. Justin Bradley has a two. Manny Hammonds has a two. But Laquan Washington, 8 points to lead his team right now. And right now, Laquan not on the floor for the Statesman and head coach John Henry. But coming out of the timeout, William Penn will walk it up the floor, and they trail Benedictine by seven. This is the largest Raven lead this afternoon. Benedictine looking to use that game over in Marshall a couple of days ago is a springboard here today. Here's a drive baseline, falling away, left side of the lane. The shot up short, rebound Ravens. Hagen Hilgendorf has come back into the game. He'll come up with that board. Purdy, Sullivan, Hilgendorf, LaRue, and Kissling, the Benedictine Five. 8:20 to go in the first half. Ravens up 7 with the basketball. Kissling takes it near the center circle, swings it over to Deglin. Back out on top to Purdy. The shot clock at 8. Shot clock at 6. Looking into the middle. Driving right. Falling away. 17-footer. Buries it. An off-balance falling away shot by Deglin Sullivan. It's now 26-17. Benedictine by 9. And we're 7:50 to go in the first half. Pin from 18. Short. Rebound Ravens. Kissling coming out with the basketball. Benedictine will look to transition. Kissling dumps it over to the left side. Stepping inside the defender. Going all the way to the baseline. The pass underneath. The Raven bucket. Good. Drew Purdy for 2. Purdy with a baron. The Ravens with a double-digit lead. It's 28-17. With 7.5 to go in the first half. Benedictine playing well. And right now they've got a lot of frustration for William Penn, who will feed into the middle. And then the layup is going to be up and good for Uriah Evans. So Evans will go up, get the bucket, and Drew Purdy, for some reason, coming from behind well after the play, kind of comes banging in, and we're going to get a timeout. We are taking a break. Let's do it. 7:22 to go in the half. Benedictine 28, Penn 19.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Glad to be enjoying Benedictine basketball with you on a brisk, let's just go with brisk, what do you say, mid-February, Saturday afternoon, and the grammar is absolutely unacceptable, but it's going to get brisker next week as we find ourselves, according to Care Radio meteorologist Bill Spencer, below zero a couple, three mornings. Coming to the free throw line, looking to complete the three-point play, Uriah Evans, and the big man just throws it right up in there and in. So he will have his first three of the game. It is 28-20, Benedictine. 7:17 to go, opening half. Ravens have shown great patience. They've shot the ball reasonably well. Here's a little backdoor pass, trying to back in on the defender. There's not a lot of room for Bryson. He twists and turns and puts a shot up and draws a foul, and he's coming to the line. Bryson LaRue will check in at the free throw line. So the foul is on Ja'Cory Williams. His first foul. And coming to the free throw line, Bryson LaRue. Bryson, typically Benedictine's leading scorer. He has 2 points so far today. Right now, the leading scoring honors are tied with Corridori and Vanderbooty, each with 6. The free throw here, no. Hits the first, misses the second. It is 29-20 Ravens. So Bryson with 3 points. Back up with William Penn. Statesman right in front of the BC bench. Coach Booty standing right beside the William Penn's Isaac Hoberecht. Now Penn backing in. There's no room in the middle. Great defense by Hilgendorf. Now cutting down the side of the lane. The ball's going to get away, and they'll say BC touches it as it flies off the hands of Ja'Cory Williams and goes out of bounds. Benedictine's got Jack back out there. Sullivan, Hilgendorf, LaRue, Vanderbooty, and Reynolds. Here's an 18-footer. No. Long rebound. Slapped out. Ravens are going to recover it. Here comes BC. Driving down. Going in. Coast to coast. Stripped out of his hands. And did LaRue touch it last? He did. So BC with an opportunity and a big transition bucket. But that was very, very good defense coming on the floor for William Penn. And it's going to be slapped out of bounds. Back up with it will come the Statesman. Walking up the floor, Penn, 6:15 to go in the opening half. Benedictine on the road. Yep, in Oskaloosa, Iowa this afternoon. The crowd a little bit bigger than it was earlier, but a long way from being a full gym. Here's an 18-foot jumper from just left of the free throw line. It's going to be up and good for Laquan Washington. Laquan having a huge first half. 5:50 to go in the half. Driving in. The kick on top, Jack for three, in and out. Rebound, Penn. Ravens lead by seven. Penn will go to the left side for the baseline three and drain it from the corner. Long three-pointer by Isaac Holbrecht. Benedictine up court now, and their lead suddenly trimmed to four. Little give and go in the lane. Crossover layup is going to be off the mark. Benedictine. Back on defense, Penn with the running shot, off the window missing, rebounding it down. It's going to be Hagen. Hilgendorf will get it over to Deglin, Sullivan into the forecourt to LaRue. 5 minutes to go in the first half. BC long cross-court pass, underneath Preston, in, up, blocked away. It's on the floor, picked up Penn. They'll outlet it down the court. Taking it down the left side, it's going to be Holbrecht. He is the long-range shooting guy. Here's a baseline jumper, no. And a rebound will be lost by Preston. It goes out of bounds, and we're going to get a media break. Timeout on the court, just inside. 5 minutes to go in the opening half of men's college basketball. First, Benedictine College, 29, William Penn, 25.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Rumpel Benediction. Jack Vanderwoody, 6 on a couple of threes. Gino Corridori, 6 on 3 twos. And right behind him, Preston Reynolds, a couple of twos and a free throw. He has 5. Those are the Ravens' leading 3 scorers. For William Penn, there is no race. Running away with leading scoring honors right now, Laquan Washington has 10 points. No one on his team besides him has more than 3. Coming out of the timeout, the Ravens are going to have Ezra Vigatha back out there. He'll be with Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwoody, Bryson LaRue, and Gino Corridori. He's going to be back in to play the 5. For Penn, Marcellus Bryant and Isaac Holbrecht, Ja'Cory Williams, Laquan Washington, and Uriah Evans. Looking to bring it in, looking. It comes way out near midcourt. Penn has it in. We're back underway. 4:40 to go in the first half. Statesman have the basketball trailing by 4. They thought about the 3, and then they decide, you know, I don't know about that. Now, here is a 3. Well short. And a rebound. Jack clears it away. Benedictine transitioning into the forecourt. Down the left side, Vigatha. Ezra starts to drive in. Spins it back. Dribbles it off on top. Benedictine will run the offense. Ezra keeps that dribble alive. Goes to the free throw line. Has it batted down to his hands. It's loose on the floor. Penn's able to save it. Vigatha turns it over. And the Ravens still hanging on to that 4-point lead, drop back on defense. 3.5 to go in the quarter. The feed, the hook shot, and the bucket's up and good. DeMarco Buchanan, is that who just hit that? Gonna have to look here and see. Here's a follow-up shot for 3 for Benedict, and it misses. 3:50 to go. Pass comes out on top. Penn will work it around the perimeter again. Benedict is staying with that player D. Penn will come to the right side. stepping away. DeLong two, knocking down two more. And suddenly, this game is tied at 29. With 3.5 to go, and the Ravens will go three and hit one. Well, that was a big clutch 3-point shot for Benedictine, and that was for Bryson LaRue. What a job. LaRue hitting his first three of the day. Ravens go up 32-29. And are we getting a timeout taken here? No, we just got a, I think the official stopping play here for just a moment. Yep, we had a turnover by Penn and a foul by, offensive foul by Evans. So Evans will pick up the personal foul, and Benedictine coming up the floor with it. BC will take it right side. 3 minutes to go, first half. A slim 3-point lead. Jack throws it to the left side, and there's nobody there. He threw it for Preston, who had broken to the baseline and a little lack of communication. The turnover by Vanderbooty and Benedictine. We'll give it back to Penn. Now at 2:55 to go. 32-29, Benedictine by three. Penn, they've got their post at the top of the circle, back to the rim, looking to hand it off. We'll dump it over to the left side, the dish to the corner, the three balls up and good. We're going to say it's a two. Make that a 2-point shot by Laquan Washington. Laquan continues to score it up. 32-31. Inside 2.5 minutes to play in the half. Benedictine has it knocked out of bounds. Ravens are going to be putting it back in play. They're at their baseline. Deglin Sullivan doing the inbounder down there. 2:24 to go in the half. 32-31, Ravens by one. Benedictine has trailed in this game by as many as four and have led by as many as 11. Right now it is a single-digit game, and on the inbound, Benedictine will turn it over. Corey Dory mishandles it. Back up court with it will come William Penn, inbounding it. For Penn is going to be Justin Bradley. Back up court. Here comes Penn. Top of the key. Driving in. Cutting right. Going in. Going up. Missed the shot. We get a whistle. We got a foul. Lots of action. Lots of bodies flying around in the middle. We're going to have a foul whistled against Geno. And that will put the Statesman at the free throw line with 2:09 to go and an opportunity to tie with one or take a lead with two. Raven team foul seven. So we're going to get a little one-and-one action here. First one, or rather two shot. He was taking a shot. First one is no good. One more shot coming up for Justin Bradley. This one, got it. So Bradley will hit one of the two, and we are tied at 32. So we'll start over with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Hagen Hilgendorf is back in as Geno is removed from the game. Benedictine up the floor with it. Deglin Sullivan gets to Preston. Starts into the lane. Kicks it back on top. Here's Hilgendorf with the ball. Top side it goes Sullivan. Shot clock at 10. He has the ball knocked away. It's rolling around on the floor. Sullivan's able to pick it back up. They'll dump it over to the left side. Three-pointer buried from the left side for Benedictine. What a tremendous shot by Harrison Kissling for three. On the other end, the shot rejected by Benedictine, and it's going to go out of bounds with 1.5 minutes to go in the opening half. Ravens leading at 35-32. Now, if you look at the Coach Moody plan going in, keep their opponent low 60s. Well, right now, Penn 32, that may be a little high, but for the Ravens, a good scoring first half so far at 35 points. They can get another bucket or two before halftime. And that has you on a pace for the upper 70s, and that's a pretty good number. Cross court it goes, shot clock at 1, at 0, and I don't think Penn had any concept of the shot clock. They were just running offense, and no one ever looked up, no one ever looked to shoot. No one seemed to be in any kind of a hurry at all. and it will be Benedict and Ball. Here comes Harrison. 1 minute to go in the half. Kissing will work it around to the left side. Ravens with the ball, up three. Jack will feed to Hagan. Hagan changes direction, spins underneath, puts it up and in. Hilgendorf is quick. Made a nice move and reversed his direction. And for Hagan, 5 points. Benedictine goes up five, 37-32. Still a lot of time for Penn. Here's a 15-footer. No! Rebound, Vanderbooty. Shot clock and game clock are within a second. As Benedictine comes into the forecourt and takes a timeout. Yep. Ravens are going to take a timeout. Let's do it. They're going to set up that final shot. With 28 seconds left in the half, Ravens 37, Statesman 32.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Seconds remain in the opening half of the guys' game. 26 on the shot clock as Benedictine, coming out of the timeout, will bring the ball in near midcourt. Ravens by five. They were up 11 earlier. Penn made a furious comeback, tied the game, and Benedictine has pushed back. Ravens are going to bring it in. Let's see what Coach Booty has drawn up. Harrison Kissling has it on top, and now he's just standing there dribbling the ball, letting it run down. 18 seconds, 17. Penn will step up defensively now, begin to chase the ball. 14 seconds to go in the half. Penn pursuing. Kissling drives left, and I saw the defender reach around him to try to knock the ball away. I did not think I had seen a foul. But apparently there is. It's going to be on Marcellus Bryant. So Marcellus will pick up his first foul. Ravens are going to bring it back in. 8 seconds to go. Now the shot clock's off because they would have reset, but there was not enough to put a full 20 on. The kick to the right, the three, off the mark at the buzzer. It's halftime. Three-point shot at the buzzer by Jack. Didn't go down. And intermission in Oskaloosa. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Halftime score, Benedictine 37, William Penn 32.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Half for the Benedictine Ravens as they take a lead into the locker room this afternoon, 37-32. Looking at William Penn, they are led in scoring. All players are led in scoring by Laquan Washington. He's having some kind of a game in the first half. 12 first half points And 8 rebounds. Laquan well on his way to a double-double here this afternoon. From there, it drops pretty dramatically to 5 each for Isaac Hobrecht and Uriah Evans. 3 in the first half for Roy Jones the third and Justin Bradley. And it's Ja'Cory Williams and Manny Hammonds each with 2. For Benedictine, it is balanced scoring. I mean, you don't get it much nicer than this. Jack Vanderwoody has 6. Bryson LaRue has 6. Gino Corridori has 6. Preston Reynolds has 5. Harrison Kissling, 5. Hagen Hilkendorp, 5. And then 2 apiece, Deglan Sullivan and Drew Purdy. So for Benedictine, a lot of guys getting into the scoring column. A lot of guys participating in the Ravens end up shooting over half in the first half. Benedictine, 15 of 28 from the floor, 54%. Including 5 of 13 from outside. For Penn, they went 13 of 35. They were 37% from the floor and 2 of 7 from 3-point range, 28%. At the free throw line, Penn hit 4 of 5, Ravens hit 2 of 4. Benedictine having a little turnover issues. They've got a half a dozen first-half turnovers. Penn has only turned it over 2 times. But the Ravens got to be very proud of the fact that they have a rebounding edge. At intermission at 19-17, and Benedictine, again, playing really well and using that game a couple of days ago as a springboard coming into this one on the road this afternoon. Second half is going to be a great one, and we encourage you to stick around. Join us for that. Looking forward to bringing it to you. But right now, it is halftime, and in Oskaloosa, Iowa, at the break, it's the Benedictine Ravens, 37, William Penn, 32. We're kicking it back to Jones of Itacara Sports Studios. We'll be back with the second half here live.
Burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good Sunday or Saturday afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with you with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule coming up on Monday evening now. We will have Horton at JCN. The girls game is scheduled for a 6 p.m. tip. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7, 7:30. That again is Monday. Tuesday, we don't have any games scheduled at this point in time. However, do tune in to our daily sports broadcasts, and I'm sure that situation will probably be rectified by Tuesday. On Wednesday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball again, as the Ravens will be on the road at Baker. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Then Thursday, we've got Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report. right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Now, this is a provisional schedule. It might change during the week. I do strongly encourage you to tune in to our daily sports broadcasts all across the MSC radio network. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all season.
Taking a look at the schedule across the MSC radio network. Coming up this evening, we've got K-State at BYU basketball with a 7 p.m. pregame over on our sister stations KNZA and KMZA. That would be 103.9 FM and 92.1 FM, respectively, with the tip-off scheduled for 8 p.m. this evening. Taking a look at the scores as I have them right now, the women's basketball games across the Heart of America Athletic Conference have come to conclusion today, with Park topping Clark 85-82. It was Mount Mercy ladies over Peru State ladies 70-59. Mid-America Nazarene had a good day over Culver Stockton 66-52. The Grandview ladies beat Missouri Valley 66-60. And Baker topped Graceland 73-62. In the game that we listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, I'm proud to report that the Benedictine Lady Ravens had an 81-49 victory over the William Penn Lady Statesmen. Taking a look at men's basketball, I have a couple of finals to report. It was Park over Clark, 80-62. Peru State beat Mount Mercy, 73-59 in the men's game. At the half, it is Mid-America's Nazarene by 3 over Culver Stockton, 33-30. Halftime finds Missouri Valley over Grandview, 34-28. With 4 minutes and 28 seconds remaining in the first half, it is Baker leading Graceland by 2 points, 35-33. And in this game, we've got at the half the Benedictine men leading William Penn by 5 points, 37-32. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance of snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 7 above. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 18. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, chance of snow. Lows level off around 5 above. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the radar, it looks like we've got a little bit of precipitation, but it's not hitting the ground here in downtown Atchison. As of right now, we are sitting at 29 degrees. It is cloudy and windy out there with a feels-like temperature of 16 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are strong and out of the north at 20 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 78%. The dew point, 23 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.00 inches of mercury. And as I mentioned, radar is indicating a little bit of precipitation. However, I am not seeing any downtown in Atchison right now. We'll be going back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
In February, where the Ravens are on the road this afternoon and lead at William Penn at intermission 37-32. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph. He's back at the Care Sports Studios handling stuff, sharing the good news that he doesn't see any precip coming down yet, and I'm tickled to death about all of that. So, getting no better than that. Games going on around the conference on the guys' side. By the way, halftime is a little extended. There are senior day festivities that have gone on, and so they had a bunch of fine people recognized out on center court during the halftime. So we're just a little delayed, but the second half will be coming up here pretty quick. The two early games in the conference saw Park winning at Clark 80-62 earlier this afternoon, and Prairie State defeating Mount Mercy 73-59. Now, if you were not going to be at the Benedictine game, which of course that's where you'd want to be, but if you were selecting any other game in the conference to have gone to today, I would think that you probably would have gone with that Baker at Graceland game, expecting that it was going to be a pretty good game. Well, I think that it probably is a pretty good game, because with 2 minutes to go in the first half, because that game is taking its time, 2 minutes to go in the half, it is 39-39. So Baker and Graceland battling it out up in the Morton Center up in Lamoni, Iowa on senior night for the Yellow Jackets. Other games going on around the conference. I mentioned going to the second half, Mid-America leading Culver Stockton 33-30, and it's a six-point game in Iowa as Missouri Valley leads at Grandview 34-28. So a full slate of games going on around the conference. And then Monday, there is a makeup game. This William Penn team is going to be back at home, and they're going to be hosting Clark. So another reason that Benedictine really was glad to not have to have rescheduled this one today is because with 1 week left, in the conference regular season, William Penn had already used up the Monday that they pretty much reserved for those makeup kind of a games. They already had one scheduled for Monday. So making up this one would have been difficult or impossible, one or the other. So there is that going on there. Now, when we take a look at the conference and we get back to the standings in the conference coming into the game today, as again, there's the Benedictine guys game is going to be going to the second half just pretty soon. You've got Baker at 19-2. You've got Graceland at 17-4. Obviously, that is your conference game of the week between the number one and number two teams in this conference. And it is tied just moments before halftime. And that one, we will keep a close eye on how that is shaken out, because with a week left and two or three games, depending on who you are and what your schedule provides, there's still time for a little jockeying around to go on up there. Now, for the Benedictine team, again, you got to find yourself in the top eight to make the postseason cut. And for Benedictine right now, they are at number nine. They are going to have to pick up a couple of games, which tells you that with three games left, you've got to win every one of them. And frankly, you're going to have to be looking for a little bit of help. So we'll see how that goes. Right now, above Benedictine with eight, Ravens with eight wins. You've got Missouri Valley with 10, and the Ravens beat them. You've got Central Methodist with 10, and you've got Grandview with 11. So Valley and Central Methodist are the teams that you're looking to eclipse here in this thing. Behind you, you've got this Penn team at 6-14 and Clark at 6-15. So for the Ravens, a win here today, absolutely necessary. They're going to continue to have, you know, some opportunity to get themselves into the postseason. So we're excited to see how this one goes into the second half. And for Benedictine in the game today, they played, you know, really, I think, well, leading it by five at halftime, 37-32, and the Ravens hitting over half of their first half shots, 15-28. So you just can't hope for much better than that. Penn hitting 13-35, Penn getting it off a lot of extra shots. And for Penn, the deal is, the tough thing is, a lot of those extra shots were tip backs, pushbacks, trying to get, you know, the follow shot to go in, or a second and sometimes a third, and just not having luck getting some of those little baseline shots, those little close tip-in shots to fall in for them. So Benedictine has been able to take advantage of that. And again, from the outside, the Ravens are shooting, okay, 5 of 13, so 38.5, 39%. Maybe a little bit better would be expectable, but this is not a terrible number. Penn, 2 of 7. And for Penn, not as many three-point shots, basically half of what Benedictine had taken. And so what that's going to tell you is they are big and strong, and their game plan, while they can shoot from the outside and will and do, their game plan is to take the ball into the middle, use those big, big guys, and see if they can bang around there in the paint. We're set to go to the second half, and Benedictine is going to have its original five out there with Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwoody, Bryson LaRue, Hagen Hilgendorf, and Deglan Sullivan. For Penn, it'll be Ja'Cory Williams and Roy Jones III, Justin Bradley, Manny Hammonds, and Laquan Washington. We're set to go. Ravens are going to have the ball in play to begin the second half, and we're back at it. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red and white, Penn in the home whites with gold, and we're going to get a turnover by Benedictine right out of the gate as Jack Vanderwoody will set a screen, and literally less than 10 seconds into the second half, the Ravens have their first turnover, and Jack will have his second foul today. So Penn gets their hands on the basketball, trying to go by 7. Ravens would have loved to have had a chance to take a double-digit lead there. Did not. Now the feed will go into the lane, and the ball breaks loose, and Jack clears it away, comes up with it. Benedictine with a takeaway. Here comes Preston, coast to coast, drive, shoots and scores. Preston Reynolds. 7 points, Preston Reynolds. And it is 39-32, Benedictine. 19-10 to go. Driving the shot, no. Rebound Penn. Follow shot, no. Rebound Preston. Here comes Benedictine. And Penn missing those shots, those big guys right in the middle and from short range. Here's Preston for three. Got it! Preston Reynolds from outside. He quickly picks up his 10th point of the ball game, and the Ravens stretch their lead now, 42-32. Benedictine up by 10. They have led by as many as 11, with about 7.5 to go in the first half. Penn will launch one wide, rebound on the floor, batted away. BC's going to pick it up. Deglin goes to the left side of Bryson. LaRue cross court. Here's Jack, a long three. Buries another one. Benedictine has come out of the gate red hot in the second half. I'm surprised Penn has not taken a timeout. They're now trailing it by 13. It's 45-32 Benedictine with 18 minutes to go in the first half. Shot up, no. Rebound Ravens. Benedictine's going to run. Preston back to Jack. He'll go three. That was too long. Rebound Penn. They'll outlet it up the court, take it in, cross over, it's deflected, and it's going to go out of bounds. Is there a foul called in this, or is it just going to be an out-of-bounds play? Nope, there is going to be a foul, and there are going to be free throws, and for the Statesman, it'll be Roy Jones III stepping to the free throw line. The shot? No. So Roy does not get the first one to go in. And Penn is making, this is a very Coach Henry thing to do, wholesale changes. Other than the guy at the free throw line, everybody else has been replaced. Second free throw, yes. So Jones has 4 points, and it's 45-33. And now Jones will also come out after hitting that shot. Benedictine by 12. And here's Declan Sullivan walking it up the floor. Goes to Preston. He's a step above the top of the circle. Back over to Jack. Right at the 28-foot mark in front of the Raven bench. Preston again with it on the right side. Benedictine working against player defense. Goes in the middle to Hagen. Now driving into the lane. Little crossover layup is going to be a bit too soft. Rebounding it back down is going to be pinned. They'll race to the other end of the floor where there's plenty of contact. No whistle, no foul. Shot blocked. Ravens up with it. Preston will bring it down. Ravens on transition. Go to the baseline left. Cut into the lane. Feeds off underneath. A little bit of a head fake. And the follow shot. Bunny missed. And Preston, all alone under the bucket, I think was waiting for the contact from a defender who was never coming. And now we will have a foul on the follow shot. And Benedictine will come to the free throw line. Here comes Preston Reynolds. The foul's going to be on D. Merriweather. You say who? I know, yeah. Yeah, D. He hasn't been in the game until just now. Coach makes those wholesale changes. D. Merriweather is a 6-foot junior from Memphis. And the free throws are both good for Preston Reynolds. It is 47-33, Benedictine. And on the other end, a quick three by Penn. It's going to be up and good. So Merriweather hits a three-pointer. So that's why he's in the game, because the young man can shoot the basketball. His first points today, 47-36. 17 minutes left. BC from the baseline, no. Rebound slapped out on top. Penn is going to control it down and into the forecourt with the ball. They're going to come. It's going to be Isaac Hobrecht. Right side. Here's another three. That was way off the mark. Rebound Preston. Reynolds has really been playing well on the boards. I mean, he's been playing really well, period. He's already got 12 points. But Preston Reynolds, and I can't get my screen to move. I'm just going to check what his rebound numbers are right now. Preston, now let's look and see if he's double-double material, but it'll be take a pretty good second half for that to happen. Benedict's shot, not going to go. Pinned with a rebound. Ravens back on defense, leading by 14, 50-36. Driving in, feed to the left, the shot deflected, rebound tipped out. Here comes Benedictson. Ravens are going to take it the other way, all the way to the baseline. Preston Reynolds has it, feeds out on top, set shot, it's three, rims out, no good, and oh, almost fell back in. Penn is able to sweep it away. 50-36, Benedictson. Now the feed underneath the reverse layup, that'll make it 50-38. So the sweeping, swooping, dipping shot by Nashawn Bazey. Now, we haven't mentioned his name yet today. He is a sixth-floor junior from Seattle, Washington. Benedictson back up to the floor. Here's a three. No. Rebound, Penn. 50-38, Ravens. 15 minutes left in the game. We're anticipating our media break here. Penn will cross over, first to the right, then to the left, take it down to the baseline, lost for a moment, able to pick it back up. Reverse layup is going to be up and good. So Penn continues to battle back and cut into the Raven lead. They are back to within 10. And BC back down the floor. That bucket, by the way, was by Uriah Evans. Benedictson coming the other way. There's a jumper. Vanderwoody for three. 53-40. Fall away shot. No. Rebound out of bounds. Raven ball. Time out of the floor. We're taking a break. 14:23 to go in the second half of this men's college basketball game, where it is Benedictson 53, William Penn 40.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Benedictson, if you had any worries how they were going to come out of the locker room into the second half, you could put those aside, as in the first 5 minutes of the second half, the Ravens have outscored William Penn 16-8 and have stretched their lead back to 13 points. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the K-Radio Sports Studios. Tom counts with you here, and I'll tell you what, the Ravens leading here by 13. They have led by as many as, I'm just doing the quick math here, 14, I think, was their biggest lead. Yeah, they have been up by as many as 14 a couple of times. But right now, leading by 13. Here's a three on the other end. Brims out. Ravens couldn't get that one to fall in. Penn will be back up floor with it. 14 minutes to go in the game. Game moving along briskly enough. The feed to the left block, starting to back in. Now the baseline shot. Offensive rebound. A little push off. The ball gets loose, and Penn is able to recover and pick it back up. Shot clock at 12 and 11. Now down to 10. Way up topside with it they go. Working left, down to the corner. Little one-handed runner. Oh, that was a pretty little floating shot down to the baseline. And the bucket is going to be up and good. So Penn, back to within 11. Topside, Bryson LaRue. BC will kick it over to Jack. He'll go left-hand three. Oh, my goodness, he can shoot. Jack Vanderwoody. That is his fifth three-pointer of the game. He's already hit three of them in the second half. A three on the other end. Rims out, no good. Rebound tipped around, pulled down. Penn followed up and in. And is it going to be a plus one? It should be. And it is. So the Ravens coming in a little bit late, just kind of making, frankly, a little unnecessary contact. So the layup is in, and Drew Purdy, who was just kind of swatting around and swinging around a little wildly, will pick up his first foul. Free throw is in there. So Penn will complete the conventional three-point play. Laquan Washington has his first points of the second half, 15 in the ball game, and now at 13-10 play, Benedictine leads by 11, 56-45. Inside 13 now, Deglin down the floor, Purdy way up high. He's got a big height advantage over the guy covering him. And now the ball's got to be batted away, and Geno loses it. Ravens are fortunate to be able to steal it back. And here's another long three. That one not destined to go in. That was way too long, even for Jack. And back down pin. They'll take a baseline, feed out on top, and Ravens defense did a nice job. They prevented access to the lane. They forced Penn to take that thing back out on top, and they're going to reset the offense. And down to 15 on the shot clock, 12 and a half to go in the game. Penn will back in, come on top, work around to the left side once more. It's going to be Horbrecht. Shot clock at 6. He'll go into the lane, change that, block from behind. Ravens coming up with the basketball. Here comes Jack down the floor with it. Vander Woody has it down to the left side, skips it back off on top to Deglin Sullivan. 12 minutes to go in the game. 56-45, Benedictine by 11. Now Deglin steps inside, and his driving layup is too hard off the backboard. He put on a brilliant move and then failed to finish it. Penn will come back the other way. They'll feed to the left block. The turnaround shot misses. The rebound tipped out, and the Ravens will come up the floor. Geno, right side to Jack. Now, Ravens are going to let everybody get into the forecourt, reset their offense, and kind of settle down a little bit. It had gotten a bit frantic, a little harried right there. 15 to go in the second, or in the, on the shot clock. 11 and a half play in the game. Back to the left side, into the corner, the rainbow three, knocking it down. Drew Purdy from the baseline corner. His first three of the game. It is 59-45, and once more, with 11:20 to play, Benedictine has taken a 14-point lead. It equals their largest advantage of the game, and the ball is going to go out of bounds, and Penn will use this opportunity to make a couple of substitutions. Bring it out on top, drive to the right side of the lane, cut off by Geno. Back to the top with it again. All alone, the three, throwing it down from the very top. And that was a pretty shot by Justin Bradley. Justin will hit his first three of the game. That's also his first second half point. And we're inside 11 to play. 59-48, Benedictine. So, is Penn three-point capable? Oh, you bet. And now, Drew Purdy has the ball slapped out of his hands, and he gets fouled. I think Roy picks up this one. Yep. Roy Jones III, who indeed, if just in case you're curious and say that's a very familiar name, he indeed is the son of Roy Jones Jr. 10:45 to go. Ravens will have it in at their baseline. It'll be Deglin Sullivan. He will inbound it, goes left side to Bryson. Ravens work it over, little cross-court pass, back out on top, and as Bryson is dribbling the basketball, the defender is trying to take it away and reaching in a little too aggressively. It's going to be Isaac picking up a foul. I think that's what that is. The official's coming all the way over to the scorer's table to talk about it. No. Are they going to change that and give it to Roy? Now we've got two officials in front of the scorer's table trying to hammer out just what's gone on. Jones has a foul, and I think that they are trying to, I don't know what they're trying to do. They're timing something. They've got a stopwatch, and they're watching a video. We saw them do this the other evening with the Benedictine game where they were trying to establish for certain had the second overtime ending shot by Benedictine gotten away in time or not. And so they have a stopwatch here, and they're looking to verify something. Next week, going to be a lot of hoops on Care Radio, but if I told you I knew when and where and what and who, I would not be telling you accurately, because with the weather, there have been a lot of changes in games, And we're going to be keeping you up to speed on just what they mean for our broadcast schedule. And we'll keep you apprised of all of those games. I'm hoping and thinking maybe we got one Monday, but I haven't seen that in Granite yet, so we'll find out. Coming off back to play, though, and I don't know what they changed, except the shot clock, though, to 5 to 4. And now the Ravens, it doesn't matter. The Ravens are going to lose it in the corner. So I think all of that time was to reset the shot clock, and ultimately it had, as it so often does, no impact on the game. Here comes Penn trailing it by 11. 59-48, 18-footer, very wide to the left side. The ball rolling around on the floor. It's going to be slapped at, kicked back out on top. Benedictine into the forecourt. Transition left side off the window, and it's up and good with a left-hand layup. The bucket good by Harrison. Back the other way comes Penn. We're inside 10 minutes to play. The running three, buried from the right side. And that was a big running three-point shot by Jones. So Jones hits the bucket. And back up with it comes Benedictine. Now they'll turn it over. The feed, the shot, the bucket, and we get a whistle, and we're going to get the media break. Time out of the court with 9:38 to play in the game. It's a good one. Benedictine 61, William Penn 53.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games? At Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Benedictine basketball on a February Saturday here on Kent Radio, and so happy to have you with us, the Lady Ravens, a winner in game one today. Matter of fact, a running away winner in game one today. The Benedictine men, as we are in our 10-minute media timeout, the Benedictine men enjoy a lead in this one, 59-2. Well, I've got to get these last 2 points up, so it's probably 59-51, and an opportunity at a three-point play. Coming to the line, it'll be William Penn. Stepping up there, Laquan Washington. Sends it up, sends it in. Laquan will complete his second three-point play in this half, and it's 61-54. I missed putting down my last couple of shots. 61-54. The Benedictine lead continues to be trimmed. And a deep corner shot is going to be up and good. Bryson LaRue. What a shot by Bryson. He's got three threes this afternoon. 9:20 to go in the ball game. It is 64-54. Pin with it. Top of the key. They'll shake and bake. Now just going to pull up, shoot it, and bury it for the long two. There was no foolishness there. Laquan says, you're not going to move. Here's what I do. I just spot up and shoot it in, and he does. Laquan Washington having a big game. He's well on his way to 20 today. Ravens lead trimmed to 8 with 8:45 left. Driving to the baseline, getting inside his defender, and Roy was just too slow to stop Bryson LaRue. The foul is going to be on Jones, and it'll be his second for Penn. Team foul three in the second half. Harrison Kissling is into the game to do the inbound work for BC. Reynolds, Kissling, Vanderwoody, LaRue, and Hilgendorf for the Benedictine five. And the ball comes in, and Hagen will handle it up topside, handing it back to Bryson. LaRue eases over to the right side. Shot clock at 13, lots of time. Now he'll cut back to the left, stop at a free throw line, go down the side of the lane, pull up his dribble, goes back to our Hagen, who falling away, throws the ball into the middle and right into the hands of a couple of William Penn players. Ugly turnover for Benedictine there. Here's a long two. Set Saylor missing. And rebounding it down this time is going to be Jack. Vanderwoody coming up with a basketball. And Benedictine coming up the floor at 8:15 to play in the game. Ravens have the ball up 64-56. lob pass over to the right side. Bryson thought about three. Instead, will step into the lane, turn and shoot, and give him the two. Bryson LaRue. Jack was on the other side, kind of waving for the ball, said, there's nobody near me. And he was right, there wasn't. But LaRue took this easy couple of points. Here's a three on the other end. Rebound off the floor. Ravens are going to recover it. Another Hilgendorf rebound. Benedictine up 10, 66-56. And we are 7.5 to go. Now the ball stolen. Penn down the floor. Goes in. Goes up. Missed it. And a Raven foul. Probably Kissling. That is going to send William Penn and Manny Hammonds to the free throw line. We haven't seen much out of Manny tonight. We haven't talked much about Manny tonight. The 6'3 sophomore from Des Moines out of Grandview Christian High School in Des Moines, Iowa. Benedictine will bring Gino back into the game. Penn coming to the line. It'll be Manny Hammonds. Free throw. Got it. So Manny Hammonds knocks down the free throws. It is 66-57. And we're down to 7.5 minutes to play. Benedictine doing a great job of not letting Penn back in, not letting Penn get that run, that real momentum-changing swing. Here's Preston into the lane. Can't get his shot away. Goes to Jack. He'll back away for the long two. Missing it short, and a rebound down to Penn. Statesman up the floor, feet to the right side. That ball rejected out of bounds, and the block by Preston Reynolds thrown back. It'll be Penn basketball. 7 minutes to go. Penn will look it in, bring it in. Immediately the three is shot and missed, and a rebound. Clear down by Benedictine. Bryson LaRue into the forecourt, goes to the left side to Gino, and Penn reaches across him. Let's call it a kick by Ja'Cory Williams. So at 25 on the shot clock, 6:50 to go. The Ravens will be putting it in, and now they're not going to put it in. Now they're going to take a timeout, so we're going to enjoy a break. Timeout of the court, 6:50 to go in the game. It remains Benedictine 66, William Penn 57.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball here on CARE Radio, 93.7 FM, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. I could do that at the bottom of the hour. It's usually at the top, right? Coming out of the court for the Ravens, it'll be Cora Dory and Vander Woody and Preston Reynolds and who else we got out there? Bryson LaRue and Deglin Sullivan. Deglin will do the inbound work for Benedictine. He'll bring it over to the left side to Gino. Has it slapped out of his hands and knocked out of bounds. So it will be Preston Reynolds inbounding from the near side now. He will bring it off on top, and Deglin will show off his ball handling skills as he works it over to the right side, right in front of Coach Moody and Coach Peer and the staff and the team. Here's a feed right. Here's Jack for three. Count them. Three more for Jack Vanderwoody. 4.5. 6 in the game. And another big, big game for Jack. 69-57. Benedictine, it's 6:15 to go. William Penn, if they're going to get back into this, they're going to have to start sooner than later. They're trying to back in on Gino and couple, three bumps later, I think Corridori is going to be calling for the foul. Gino kind of snaps the head back and a little frustrated that that foul was called on him and not on the offensive player, but hey, that's going to be how that goes. Coming to the free throw line for Penn is going to be Uriah Evans. He has got 3 points, and he's looking for his second free throw of the game. One of the lines so far this afternoon. And first one's good. That pushes the score now to 69-58. Now I'm going to tell you, for Benedictine, 69 with 6 minutes to go, this is a big number. This is a very good offensive production kind of a day. Second free throw does not go in, and the Rams are going to track it down in the corner. Come up with a basketball and bring it up the floor, leading it by 11, driving it coast to coast. The shot by Preston, rejected out of bounds. And it will come back in to Benedict. And Uriah Evans, he was skyward, man. He grabbed that thing and threw it away. A very impressive block by Evans. They're going to say he commits a foul, and Preston is going to come to the free throw line. So Uriah Evans, a 6'7" junior from Brooklyn, New York. That'll be team foul four for William Penn. Next free throw is up, and Preston will hit one of the two. And with 6 minutes to go in the game, it is 70-58. Again, for Benedictine, this is a good, good offensive day. The ball batted away. Seuss on the floor, rolling around. The Ravens are going to pick it up. BC with numbers, driving down, going in, going up, missing it, but tipped up and in. The tip won't count. They're going to call a foul on the process on Ja'Cory. Ja'Cory Williams picking up his second foul of the day. And at the line for your Ravens, it's going to be Deglan Sullivan. Now, Deglan has not exactly set the world on fire. Scoring points today, and his first free throw will not go in, but there are so many things that he brings to the team. And a second free throw, no, 70-58. Deglan misses two free throws. And Penn coming up court with the basketball, 5:40 and rolling along toward the end of the game. Ravens up 12, driving into the lane, falling away. Shot goes up, it's off. Rebound, Preston Reynolds. Preston coming out with the basketball, and here comes Benedictine. BC will wave it over to the right side now, take it out to the 28-foot mark in front of the bench. Out on top, it'll come to Jack. They're going to be very patient with the clock. It's still at 16 on the shot clock. Sullivan playing off a screen by Hilgendorf. You know, head for the left side. Feeds in the middle of Hagen. Now underneath it goes. The head fake, and Preston lost the handle on the ball. Was going up with it. Now he's looking at his shoes and at the floor and at his elbow, and not sure just what exactly he's going to say went wrong there, but he had an opportunity for the easy layup, unable to make that happen, but fortunately for the Ravens, it'll be out of bounds to Benedictine. Shot clock goes back to 20. 5:07 to play in the game. Quick inbound comes in on the left side. And BC will bring it back out on top and rotate the ball. First round to the right side. Now to feed underneath. The crossover and the feed. And the two-handed flush. What a shot underneath by Hilgendorf. 72-58 Benedictine. Penn for three. No. Rebound Hagen. Hilgendorf coming down with a basketball, and the Ravens are going to walk it up the floor, leading it by 14 with 4.5 minutes to play. Across the middle, Deglan Sullivan runs the ball club. But his freshman has really, really developed quickly and has been a big part of this team. And now the feed underneath, and Hilgendorf goes up. But this time, Uriah Evans says, you know, no, I'm not going to let you have that easy shot. Commits a foul, and we're going to get a timeout before we get free throws. Time out of the court. Benedictine, with 4:24 to go in the game, leads William Penn 72-58.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. try a DQ signature stack burger, like the flamethrower or the backyard bacon ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the peppermint hot cocoa blizzard, the French silk pie blizzard, or the frozen hot chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Benedictine, in that time out, that media break, going over, circling around head coach Ryan Moody as the Ravens with a huge road win over in Marshall, Missouri a couple of nights ago, and now are in Oskaloosa, Iowa. As I'm watching Coach John Henry, longtime Coach John Henry, 24-season guy, following his team all the way past midcourt as they're going down to the other end of the floor for Hilgendorf's free throws. Still rolling his hands in the air and really, really having a word with his team as Hilgendorf's free throw is up and perfect. Higgins got an outstanding free throw style. It's that high arcing, just beautifully geometric shot. Second one is up and it is equally good. Hilgendorf with his 9 points of the game and Benedictine is pressed down to a 74-58 lead. Baseline shot. Oh, there's a three. Quickly put up and good by Penn. Knocking it down, Manny Hammonds. 74-61. We have 4 minutes to play. For Benedictine, patience. You don't pass up the great shots, but you pass up the okay shots. You look for something better. And you take your time and you get what you want. Here's a feed topside. LaRue. 5 on the shot clock. Now they're going to have to put some up. Bryson into the lane. Spins and shoots and scores. Bryson LaRue with 16. 76-61. Penn now feeling the pressure with 3.5 minutes to go and down 15 points. Baseline three. Another one from deep on the left side. This time the three knocked down by Isaac Holbrecht. It is 76-64. And once more, Declan Sullivan into the forecourt with 3:10 to play. Declan eases over to the right side. He's now in front of Coach Moody over on the sideline, dribbles the ball. It goes left to Jack. Haven't had Jack put any points on the board in the recent moments. Back to the left side, it goes to Preston. He's had a great game. Reynolds dumps it over. 2 on the shot clock, and the Ravens are going to travel with it with 1 on the shot clock. So they do not score, but you know what they do? They take game time away. We're down now to 2:53 to play. And here comes William Penn. Isaac Holbrecht. He's got the left side, just backs away, pulls up, throws it up, missed it, rebound, tipped around, saved by Penn. And now going into the lane, the ball is dislodged. And the foul, there's going to be a foul called, and it's going to be on William Penn. So Penn will pick up a foul. It will be committed by Laquan Washington. And here's a big one. That will be team foul 8. We will walk to the other end of the floor where, with 2:38 to play, the Ravens a 12-point lead, and Bryson LaRue coming to the line for the 1-1. The front one. No. Rebound. Penn. So Bryson missing on the front half of the 1-1. Penn back down the floor. Falling away. The shot goes up and a foul on Jack. I've got him now for 3 personal fouls. Vander Woody will come in and he tells the official I didn't commit a foul, but I think the official was pretty spot on right here. 2.5 minutes to go in the ball game. At the free throw line is going to be Ja'Cory Williams. The shot rims out. No good. Ja'Cory, in spite of having started the game today, has 2 first half points and no more. And still hasn't scored in the second half. This free throw will change that. It'll be his 3rd point today. 76-65. And the Ravens up the floor with 2.5 to play. It's Bryson LaRue bringing it up court this trip. Right in front of the scorer's table, way out near midcourt. Bryson, little side-to-side dribble, goes to the wing, dribbles it back off on top, goes to Preston, feeds it back over to the right. Bryson will drive in, dump it over, rotate it on top. Jack will launch his three. Yes! Jack from the outside, Vanderwoody, another one. It's 79-65. And now Benedictum with a steal. Ravens down the court. We're inside 2 minutes to play. Benedictine with a basketball, up 14. Coach Moody working the sideline, telling his guys, get it out there. Go four corners. And that's exactly, they have players deep in the four corners. Preston is running back and forth just inside the free throw line across the lane. Shot clock at 9. Degman with the ball. Drives down the side of the lane. Goes in. Goes up. Missed it. Rebound Penn with 1.5 minutes to go. Penn will race up the floor. Look to the right side. They'll dish it back off on top. A little mishandle into the lane to push up the 13-footer short. Rebound out of bounds. Raven basketball. Touch last by Ja'Cory Williams. Benedictine is going to have a back in play from the backcourt with 1:18 to go. And the Ravens, a 14-point lead. And they're looking squarely into the eye of what is a rare feat, a win at William Penn. Back down floor with it. Deglin Sullivan, and again, that wide, wide four-corner offense. Deglin in one corner, Bryson in one corner, Hagen in one corner, Jack in one corner with Preston running the middle. Shot clock at 6 and at 5. Now here's Bryson with it with 3. Out on top, the long, long 3 hits the top of the backboard. Wow, I guess if you're going to miss, you might as well miss like that. It hits the top of the backboard, not the top of the board like that you would want to bounce the ball off of, but literally the top of the backboard, and skips off of it and goes out of bounds. Here comes Penn. 45 seconds left in the game, and the Ravens by 14. Penn's walking it down, and it seems like the urgency is diminished for them. Here's a little turnaround hook shot missing, and I think they're going to call Preston for a foul here. So for Benedictine, the foul is going to be whistled against Preston Reynolds. It'll be his second foul of the afternoon. And with 1/2 minute to go in the game, Penn coming to the free throw line. They are down 14 points. The free throw off the rim will not go in. That is how Penn is going to end up finishing the day. And this is Mason Basie out there. Basie is 6'4", Seattle, Washington kid. Second free throw is going to be good. It is 76. Shot clock and game clock separated by 2 seconds, and Benedictine just burning down the time. Way upstairs is Deglin. He's in what we would call the top right corner, the one right in front of the scorer's table. 9 on the shot clock, 10 to go in a game. What a great win this will be for the Ravens on the road this afternoon. They're just not even going to shoot. They'll just take the shot clock violation, and there's the whistle. And for Penn, 2 seconds remain. A huge win for the Ravens this afternoon on the road. Final score, Benedictine 79, William Penn 66. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amber Well Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a tacouple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grills all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday night, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. I see.
That was a great day on the road for the Ravens. Today is Benedictine. Goes to Oskaloosa, Iowa. And the ladies win in game one. Now the guys win in game two. The Benedictine men securing the 79-66 W. William Penn was led in scoring by Laquan Washington. He was just fantastic today. 20 points. For Washington, Isaac Hobricht came in to score 10. It drops then to Evans with 8, 7 in the game for Roy Jones the third. Justin Bradley and Manny Hammonds with 6 apiece. And then it was down to 3 each for Basie and Williams and Merriweather. But for your Benedictine Ravens, who pick up their 10th win of the year, 9-13 in the conference. Benedictine led by Jack Vanderwoody. Remember third grade you did math and you did the threes? Well, you go the threes and times 7. Yeah, Jack, 21 points today for Benedictine. See that third grade math? You knew someday it would be handy, and it was here. Bryson LaRue, 16 for the Ravens, and Preston Reynolds, 13. As Benedictine put 3 guys in double-figure scoring. Hagen Hilgendorf was right on the verge. He had 9 today. It was 6 this afternoon for Gino Corridori, 5 for Harrison Kissling and Drew Purdy, 4 this afternoon for Deglan Sullivan and Benedictine. No one with a double-double. Hilgendorf had 8 rebounds and 9 points, leading rebounder for Benedictine today. Well, we want to thank you for having joined us. Big week next week. The best I can tell you is tune in to Care Radio, keep an ear out, check the MSC. Sports.net calendar as weather is likely to impact some of the games, as there are a lot of games being rescheduled and moved around right now. We're going to keep you up to speed and let you know what games we're covering. And trust me, it'll be some. Final scores again today. Lady Ravens winning it in game one and the Benedictine guys winning it in game two. Till we greet you next time, Joseph in the studio, you're the best. Thank you very much, man. Well done. Tom Couch saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.